Well, roll me over and smack my ass. I have been asked out on a date. I don't want to go on it, but... Fuck. I'm not going.
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
Also, you don't see anybody for like 10 months out of the year because you're stuck.
Yeah, that's true. You have one long day for 6 months of the year. That could drive people crazy. Maybe everybody's fucking their stepsister over there. Who knows?
You have one long day.
You do. They do, don't they?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you right there, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Pete Davidson crashed his car into a house. Did you see that?
No.
He crashed a car into a house.
What?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
Good at getting the good-looking ladies, but he cannot drive.
Maybe he was checking out a good-looking lady.
Yeah, he's probably getting sex messages from every chick on the planet. What's up with that, dude? There's a video going around of Pete. Like, he's at a New York Knicks game, I think. Is that a New York Knicks game? He's there with Jon Stewart. They're having fun courtside like all the famous people do. And
yes.
Then the end of the game, and Pete goes to leave, and there's a bunch of kids and, like, teenagers, you know, taking pictures of him and reaching their hand out, and they want to take, you know, trying to take pictures. And so Pete's grabbing the phones out of the kids' hands and taking a selfie and giving it back to him and taking a selfie and giving it back to him. And there's this one drunk guy in a pink Masters shirt, because of course... And he's like 52 years old, or I mean, I'm guessing he's in his 50s. He's got gray hair. He's got glasses and his hat. And he keeps on grabbing on. He's like on the court, too. So he keeps on grabbing Pete and like putting his face in the pictures and, you know, talking to him in his ear. And finally, just Pete just pushes him down to the ground.
Like,
and he's like, you can't hear what he's saying, but he's like pointing to his face. And here's what I imagine he's saying. This face gets tons of pussy. Don't fuck it up.
Exactly. Get out of my face.
Get out of my face. I just ate Kim Kardashian's ass. Get out of my face. That Pete, man. Woo, buddy. I guess you can't be good at everything. You'd be good at getting the girls, but not so good at driving. They ruled out drugs or alcohol, apparently. They took a drug and alcohol test. That's good. Pete's just on the drugs that the doctor gives him. But, man, you know, they keep on saying, who did they say? Oh, they were talking about like Melania and Trump getting a divorce because Melania was sick of all the bullshit.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like photoshopping Pete Davidson in with Melania. It's like, you know, this is coming.
Yep.
I do know this is coming. Yes, I do. And I can't wait to be a fly on the wall when it does. I mean, you know, whatever about Trump, but I just like to see Melania and Pete together. I think that'd be a great couple.
Exactly.
They work out perfectly. All right. So, you know, our listeners are a bunch of smart asses. And so I love this about them too. But, you know, they're trying to be funny also, which is good because at least one of us should be funny.
Yes.
And and it's probably you. But I got an interesting message the other day and I thought that I would read it, and this piggy fronts into our...
I still love the piggy fronting.
I know, piggy fronting. Teresa Caputo, piggy fronting all the way to the bank. Now, so, and I'm prefacing this because I want to put a big old grain of salt right on top of this story. I'm not sure that I believe this.
Top it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Salt Bae. That guy, Salt Bae.
Salt Bae.
He was another one. Who was he trying to hug? He was trying to hug Messi after the World Cup. And Messi was like, leave me alone, bro. And then the Salt Bae went on this whole crusade. Salt Bae is that guy on the internet that, you know, has glasses and he throws salt on a steak and for whatever reason we're supposed to be impressed. And apparently he is friendly with Messi, but he somehow got on the field after Messi won his first World Cup after years of suffering. And so it's supposed to be this big important moment in Messi's life. And here's Salt Bae trying to get a photo opportunity. And so finally Messi just kind of walked away from him and gave him a dirty look like, hey, dude, stop it. And then Salt Bae went on this whole campaign on social media to prove he actually knew Messi. It was like, you know, putting out photographs with Messi in his restaurant and him and Messi talking outside.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, I love, you're talking about like, so the World Cup.
Yeah.
So like national championship, anything, I absolutely love. And
sure.
In fact, I record these for the aftermath of when the people went and they're there and everybody just cheering them.
Yeah.
There's always a bunch of rando people in the background.
That yes.
Like, yeah.
I can't imagine what's going through somebody's head as they're getting ready to go to one of these events. They just paid $38,000 to sit third row at the World Cup final. And all they're planning on doing is running up to Messi to take a photo. It's like, it's so stupid. Be involved in the game. I went to the Braves World, but you know, a couple of Braves yes. World Series games behind the home plate, and I had no intention of running out there and hugging anybody. I was just happy to be there. Right. I don't even think I took a fucking picture.
No, there's always a bunch of totally so random people
yeah.
in the background.
hence the strength of our Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. All the moments that are going to do well on Instagram, and I have no intention of doing anything. I get all nonplussed when someone's like, you know, oh, take a selfie. And I'm like, selfie? What is that? I don't want any part of that. So, and I totally forgot. Oh, I wanted to share this message from this lady. Let's take this all with a grain of salt. Should we? Shall
sure.
we?
Okay. Let's do it.
So an STCB, here it comes. I love salt too. Dear TCB, big fan, long time. I'm writing you because I have I need some advice. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years. It's serious. We've met each other's families. We've been living together for 5 years. Okay, on and on. I'm going to skip through. I'm going to fast forward because you get it. They're serious. They've been together for a long time. Recently, when looking for...
I hope you would have met each other's parents, too, after 7 years. God that damn, might
dude.
Be weird.
Yeah, it might be weird. Might be weird.
Unless they're living in, like, a country across the world or yeah. something. But even then, 7 years.
Like, I dated this
What's
girl
What's the
once.
Mark of meeting the family?
Oh, I would have to say you shouldn't probably go 6 months or a year. A year,
definitely
certainly
a year.
Not. Yeah,
definitely a year.
Unless they live out of state. If they live in the same town, you should be in front
months.
Of them in 6 months.
Yeah, but
right?
a year for sure.
A year, no doubt. You should travel to whatever part of the world they are to go meet. If you're serious. Now, if you're just like casually dating after you don't ever invite. Just forget about it. I only introduced my parents to a few women that I dated.
Has Marlon met? Have they introduced families?
Yeah, because she's 80. There's no one alive. No, I don't think so. I don't think that's happened.
Right. They're too busy at swingers resorts.
Yeah, they're too busy bringing other third partners into the bedroom, which piggy fronts right on this. Recently, while checking through my boyfriend's phone for concert tickets we had purchased, with his permission, I might add, I found a random messaging app open and some hot and heavy conversations between my boyfriend and his stepbrother.
What?
Stepbrother. Hot and heavy conversations, romantic sexting going on between him and his stepbrother.
Gosh,
as you can imagine,
step
I know
thing.
It's so crazy.
That's weird. I mean, that's shocking.
It's shocking. It's shocking, but it shouldn't be because the number one porn search on Pornhub is stepsister.
But it's usually with the opposite sex.
It's like stepdaughter type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They became
you'd have to take a breath on
I know.
That one.
They became stepbrothers in their mid-teenage years and actually did not live in the same house, but for 2 years in their 20s. I immediately grew angry and suspicious of the whole situation. I almost thought it had to be a joke. I confronted my boyfriend later when he, after he came home from work, for I need some time to process this. And when I confronted him, he admitted that him and his stepbrother had been romantically involved behind my back for the last 2 years.
All right, well, you're out.
What else is there to say? I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact your boyfriend likes boys. That probably happens all the time.
Yeah, but just but the stepbrother, lying. Yeah. Well, and the lying.
And the lying. But she didn't. He told her that he was embarrassed and too... the way that she puts it, let me find the right term for this because this sentence is kind of messed up. She's too embarrassed. He was too embarrassed to tell her. Basically, he's too embarrassed to tell
you
her.
You should be.
So he didn't, right?
Yes, he should have been.
After a couple of days, I cooled down about the situation. I always understood that my boyfriend had physical interest in men. He had told me this almost from the beginning, but he had never been with a man, to my knowledge, up until this point. You can imagine how surprising it would be to have your boyfriend be attracted to his stepbrother and take it as far as to be physical in bed. Now, we are still together, hanging on by a thread, and my boyfriend is suggesting that the stepbrother join us as a couple and we be a threesome. TCB, what to do? Question mark. Okay.
First of all, I'd be out of there.
Yeah.
Boom. Like, not even necessarily because of all the sex and what's happening. It's the lying.
Yeah.
Would have gotten me. Like, the lies. I can't be lied to. I just refuse it.
I don't care for it, right? But
I mean, and for 2 years, that's
two
total
years
deception.
Sleeping with your stepbrother and you don't even have the decency to tell your girlfriend.
Yeah, there's the lying part. Then add in some layers here.
Yeah.
Let's get layer cake.
Okay. So then the next layer is stepbrother.
Stepbrother, next layer,
sleeping with a man.
And next layer is he's asking her to join. No.
Okay, so for just a second, I'm going to take this seriously.
I mean, I think it needed deep psychological therapy, a couple's therapy, I would say, before you go anywhere.
I agree. And I'm going to pretend just for 1 second that this is a true story, which I'm having a little bit of a tough time swallowing. But okay, let's assume this is a true story. You should, for sure, break up with your boyfriend because he was lying to you. Secondly, fucking your stepbrother, sick, in my opinion, kind of weird,
yeah,
a little bit gross. I know they're not blood related, and I understand that these attractions happen all the time, and sometimes between real brothers and sisters, but it's just a little grossies.
It's kind of an off limits.
Yeah, it's off limits. Let them go be in love. Let them do their thing, but you don't want to be... This is a TLC show waiting to happen, and you don't want to be any part of it.
Call TLC.
Call TLC.
Immediately.
I already did. We're going to find out if this story is true sooner rather than later. Let's take this a step to further. The audacity, the brass balls on your boyfriend to invite you into the bedroom with the two of them?
No.
If you say yes, then I guess you're into
That's
some kinky
TLC?
Ass shit.
That's a TLC
show.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
My stepbrother husband.
My boyfriend's stepbrother's husband.
If you say yes to this, then that's your kink.
Cool. Then go for it.
But I would be really suspicious.
Seems like you're reserved on that, though.
Don't know. It's hard to tell.
They're hanging by a thread. That thread is shredded.
Yeah. Seems to me
it's been cut.
That's right. Seems to me that your boyfriend is not interested in any additional relationship with you, because he is basically telling you to fuck off. He left the app open.
Yeah.
No cheaters leave the app open. That's not something you do.
Or your phone at home while he's at work.
Yeah.
She's like, he came home from work and I confronted him.
I skipped some of the story.
Oh, okay.
He left for, I just don't want to drag it out long, and because, again, I'm not sure that I necessarily believe this.
You don't want to drag it out?
I don't want to drag it out. That's right. Me, a guy of few words. I just want to cut. I'm a guy of simplicity and curtness.
Right. Okay.
They had concert tickets. She said, where are the concert tickets? He said, they're on my phone. You can go check whatever, Ticketmaster or whatever. She saw the app, open app. This is before work started. On his phone. Before work started. He was in the bathroom. This is before the working day. They were going to go to a concert that night.
And she gave him his phone back to go off to work with?
Yes. She didn't know how to handle it. She says, I didn't know how to handle it.
Busting over the shower. You motherfucker. What is this?
Yeah, you like, never know
no,
that.
No, I'm not letting everything go and like, go on off to work, honey. Love you. Bye.
You never know how someone's going to react to stuff like this.
Well, so, I know how I would react.
I know how you would react too. I know how I would react. I'd be right on it. But that doesn't But listen, hold on. We have friends that have been told to their face, your husband is being not nice, and
your husband being not nice.
Your husband. We have friends who have been told that their spouses are not being faithful to them,
just cheating,
and they completely ignore it. Right? They're just like, nope, don't want to hear it. Not interested. Not interested in listening. You never know how someone's going to respond to this. My opinion is, this is all a bullshit story anyway, but if it should be true, I can understand that maybe she needs a minute to digest what she just read.
But I don't see how you can even compose yourself to take a minute.
Don't know. I don't know, but I think that's the least important part of the story. the most important part of the story is your husband or your boyfriend is fucking his stepbrother.
I mean, common law has been in a lot of states at that point, 7 years. So.
Yeah, 7 years is a long time to be living with somebody and not
know. I mean, I
know
it's tough.
They're fucking their stepbrother.
I realize the shock of it, but I would immediately start smashing things. And go to the liquor store and call every person I know.
Jeff, you listening to this?
Brian!
I'm going to wise ideas.
Look at what I got on Jeff's pouch.
Jeff's fucking
go,
his stepbrother
go
again.
Me and get a premium bottle of vodka on the way.
Jeff's fucking his stepbrother again.
I just killed
again.
Jeff.
Jeff's dead.
Jeff's dead.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. So this piggy front's perfectly on our topic for today. I want to marry my stepbrother.
Anyways, good luck to the person. Yeah.
I'm not going to put too much weight on it, but good luck to you. If you decide to do this, you are clearly attracted to the kink of it all.
And good for you,
good
on,
for
that.
You on that.
Call TLC. Yeah,
call TLC. Or, you know, on the YouTube has a couple channels that are like TLC. You can at least get a YouTube special with those other brother fuckers. Who are the other ones? The sister and brother who are having sex?
Well, the cousin fuckers.
Cousin fuckers. You and the cousin fuckers can be on that, you know, YouTube TLC channel, whatever it's called.
Hold on, side note. I don't think I told you this. I had a long conversation with my mother-in-law over the weekend. She called. Jeff was out of town. She was trying to contact me about a date of something in the calendar. And so we ended up talking for a while. He hadn't caught up, but it was, she goes, how's your work? And everything. And I was like, it's going great. Like, we're really into it. And she goes, and how can I listen to this again? And I go, you can't.
Yeah.
you can't.
That's exactly how you get it.
All I'm thinking in my head is the episode called
Cousin Fuckers. Yeah.
Yeah. And EPM stickers. And I was like, you can't. And she goes, but y'all talk about politics, don't you? And I go,
what?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
We do not.
We're the opposite of politics. Pee pee poo poo.
Pee pee poo poo. Gaga goo goo. Ejaculations per month. Yeah. And cousin fuckers. That's what we're talking about.
Yep. Have you
mom in law?
Have you ever been in a room with 13-year-old boys?
Yeah.
Kind of the same.
Like, you can't.
That's funny. That's funny. Well,
anyways,
no matter how we try to be proud of this show, there's always going to be a few people in our lives who are just going to be like,
I can't.
No, no.
Like, you're not allowed.
No, no, thanks.
It's in another country. We don't even have the app here in the U.S. We can't listen to it.
We're only in Bangladesh. We actually are in Bangladesh. Our YouTube channel, popular amongst the people of Bangladesh. Hi, guys. Okay. I found...
Back to more serious...
back to more serious topics. Brother fucking. And stepbrother fucking.
Hey, mom-in-law.
Hey, mom-in-law.
Tune into this one.
Yeah, I want to fuck my stepsister. Hi, Hoadley's mom. I'm Brian. I'm Chrissy's coworker. Pee pee poo poo. I fetishize stepbrother sex. Nice to meet you. Christmas dinner. I hear there's an extra invite on the table.
What have you been working on lately?
Oh, just a bunch of stepbrother sex, you know. You know, stepbrothers just fucking each other around the house. That kind of stuff.
Meanwhile, she's like very religious and Catholic.
Oh, she is?
I mean, I'm like, there's no way. I can't.
She's going to love our Catholic material. She's going to love our Christian material. Tell her to go straight for the prosperity preaching stuff. She'll love it. She'll be a huge fan. All right. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found a story of a man and a woman, stepbrother and stepsister, who have fallen madly in love with each other. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. TCB. Now, let's ask each other the question before we get started on this. Do you think it's inappropriate for stepbrother and stepsister to be physical with each other?
And we're talking no blood relation.
No, step.
You're all of a sudden, and how old? Because, you know, there's like a time when you're maybe like 16, 17, 18, something like that, where you're kind of thrown together in the same house.
Yeah, I would say that's the
Maybe you would have been dating.
Yeah.
If the same school.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see how maybe like there would be a weird attraction.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, like the Brady Bunch.
Right.
I mean, everyone wanted to fuck Marsha.
Exactly.
One of those boys wanted to fuck Marsha.
You know,
The dad. Who happened to be gay.
No, he did. But he was gay.
He was gay.
No, that was the guy. Well,
yeah, he was gay.
And
yeah.
And the guy in Bewitched.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I can see how being of no volition of their own that they've been thrown together.
Yes.
Within the same house.
If you were...
And somebody's walking around in short shorts and tiny t-shirts and...
This sounds like a video I masturbated to the other night.
I mean, I can see it too.
Of none of their own.
They're just thrown together.
If you have a hot stepsister and she's walking around in her panties and you've just been thrown into the situation and you're like a 16, 17-year-old boy. If I'm 16, 17, I didn't have any sisters. But if I had like a hot stepsister, but if the hottest girl in my high school showed up as my stepsister.
And you were living with her.
And she's walking around in a lacy bra. Yes. I'd be like, well...
Exactly. So I can see how that happens, but I don't know. The age thing goes too. Like, what if your step, but everybody's divorced and married, remarried, and you're out of the house too?
Like, yeah, if you're adults.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I think that's like the, I don't know. I don't think.
It's still weird. Yeah. It's still in your
head.
There's
so many people out there. You don't need to fuck your stepsister.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it still should just be off limits, like your best friend's.
Boyfriend or girlfriend,
right.
Or ex-boyfriend or girlfriend.
Sister,
Here's Brian running around the house with the hottest girl in high school as a stepsister.
How often do you masturbate?
Right. Keep that to yourself.
That's right. Okay, so here's a couple from Sweden, I think, who have fallen in love with each other, and they just happen to be stepbrother and stepsister, brought together at a young age. Not like elementary school, but a young age.
This is Matilda.
Wow.
She fell in love with her stepbrother.
Not wow.
Lee.
We are step siblings and also husband and wife.
The couple first met when their parents got married.
Look at the proud parents.
I know. We are so proud of our step fucking sisters and our step fucking brothers.
We kept the family close.
That's right. I had immediate idea when I met my wife. I said, "Let's put two beautiful people together, a beautiful daughter and son, so they can be fucking immediately." We are so open here in Sweden.
Their relationship was that of traditional step-siblings.
I thought he was kind of annoying.
Matilda was my little sister.
But following one accidental night of passion, Matilda and Summer Lee found that they couldn't stay away from each other.
It was weird, wrong.
Well, instantly starting off with the Instagram posts, so you know they're doing it for all the right reasons.
And fun.
Well, and when the you know what I just thought of another way it could work? With stepbrothers and stepsisters. And that is, what if we were married, you and I, Brian, okay. And my dad is single, your mom's single. What if they got together after we were already together?
Well, that I could totally understand.
Yeah.
That I could totally understand.
But in the scope of things, we would be
step-brother and step-sister. That's right. But yes.
But that's not this.
So. That's not this. This is not that. That's not this. This is like two random human beings getting together. And he just said it was so long and so fun.
The taboo.
People shared their relationship online. The world was quick to judge.
We have gotten a lot of negative comments. Seek therapy.
Disgusting.
Out of all the people in the world, you choose your stepbrother. And it makes me
as
sick.
As you said.
As I said, of all the people in the world. Now, if you get thrown into a situation, you're spending 24 hours a day with someone in a house.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't help who you fall in love with.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you. The hard ones. I can't tell you how many times.
The hard ones.
Can't tell you how many times I started, during the pandemic, I started looking at Blue in a different, whole new light.
Blue.
My stepdaughter.
That's a whole other thing.
Well, if they can fuck their stepbrother, then I can fuck my stepdog.
Mr. Mina is coming over soon. Their relationship kind of felt just a bit creepy.
You don't say that it felt just a bit creepy. The friend says.
Oh, the friend.
We met when our parents started dating.
They're from Finland, not Sweden, by the way.
Relationship. It wasn't like a close one. I didn't really like him. I thought he was kind of annoying. I never thought we would end up together.
I think he's kind of annoying with the cardigan sweater and the big silver chain around his neck.
That's what they do in Finland.
That's what they do? Mm-hmm. They put big chains around their neck?
Maybe.
It's like a whole society of people that adore Flavor Flav, or what's going on there?
A sister, if you can say that.
Sister by law.
Yeah. When we first got together,
it was
an accident.
Dog.
Sick fucks. Of all the reincarnations.
It was like after we had been hanging out the whole night together.
I think I was asleep first.
We did some ecstasy and drank a whole lot.
She started swagging my wagon, if you know what I mean. Started swagging my wagon after a couple schnapps.
Like woke up really close to you.
There was definitely a build-up tension in our first kiss.
Wait, hold on. You guys were sleeping together? And as stepbrother and stepsister,
no,
then you woke up and it was...
I think there was something about a night out.
No, yeah, but he said, I fell asleep and I woke up and she was laying right next to me.
Right, it just happened.
Yeah.
Like a lot of tension, like
Wait, hold on, in a good way. We've fallen asleep and woken up to a bunch of different things in our
lives. But we're not related by paper or by blood.
No, not us. I'm just talking about in general.
Oh.
You've probably fallen asleep and woken up to somebody.
I've woken up plenty of times. And
I usually
go like this.
No! In this instance.
He was like, yes.
Then we felt it.
Yeah,
we felt something. There was something else than siblings.
Don't say sibling, please. I thought it was kind of wrong because it felt so weird and I wasn't expecting it. That's why I pulled Samuel to the balcony and I told him that we are only friends and nothing could ever happen between us.
Yeah.
This was after he put his penis inside of me. So weird.
I mean,
you know what's getting worse? You know what's worse than getting
related? And the cousin fuckers are.
You know what's worse than getting ghosted? Getting ghosted by your stepsister after you guys had sex.
And we could never tell anybody what happened. Our little secrets.
After our initial attraction, I tried to avoid those thoughts. I wasn't supposed to feel attraction towards you.
I couldn't help it.
What's going on with her vocal fry? It's driving me crazy. Is it driving you crazy? I don't know.
I think that's the way they speak.
And so didn't you.
Yeah, it felt very weird at first.
I think we had the same feeling.
Yeah, we definitely had the same feeling, but I felt it was a little bit wrong choice to make. My roommate, she saw us when we kissed. She yelled no.
Really loud.
Yeah, really loud.
Well,
no!
My roommate.
His name was Brian.
And many times, like, no. Like, after a few months, I didn't really care. But in the beginning, when and people were like, oh, you have a boyfriend. How did you meet? And I was like,
he's my stepbrother.
Yeah.
Our parents know each other.
We met when my new mommy brought him home.
Family friend.
Family friend. We met on the Family Feud. We were on the same side.
He's like my old friend. So I actually lied a couple of times because...
It was so different situations.
Yeah,
you have to lie. Kind
of course. You can't just come straight out and say, this is my boyfriend. He also happens to be my stepbrother.
No, you have to lie. Yeah. You will be lying.
We share mom and dad's.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
Felt. I don't want to say embarrassed, but it felt weird. Wondering what would our family think.
Hi! I'm Tinia. I'm Matilda's mom.
I'm Juha. I'm Samuli's dad.
Jesus, everyone in Finland's good looking.
They're a good-looking couple, yeah.
I know we have some listeners in Finland. What's up? Y'all are beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on there? If anybody has a place in Finland where Chrissy and I can stay for a couple days, let us know. We'll get some plane tickets.
It's preserving everybody's beauty.
We should go up there and do a couple shows with some listeners
from
Finland.
We're coming to Finland.
We're coming to Finland. If you invite us. If you have a nice Airbnb. Hot tub, please.
Yeah, we have to.
I don't want any two-bedroomers. I need 5 bedrooms. I got 12 kids, 12 to 13 children I need to bring with me.
Parents has been together almost 4 years, I think.
Yeah, 4 years.
I remember that the first time you told me about your feelings was when you called me.
I was, well, not afraid, but thinking about, like, other people's opinions. Of course, there could have been a chance that she would have taken it, like, differently. But I think you took it very well.
I wasn't completely
surprised. 4 years isn't that long.
Yeah.
They look like they're in their, mid-20s.
No, yeah, they're in their mid-20s. Can I point something out here as we go into the hot tub scene? The whole family, half naked, going into the hot tub while it's snowing outside. Finland is like a dream come true.
I know. It's
the
nice.
Whole family.
Look at a little gnome.
I know. Yeah, yeah, there's a little gnome there.
I was trying to figure out what that was.
Yeah, me too.
It's a gnome.
I thought it was a dildo with a cover on it for a second.
It's a gnome.
But then the dads, like, got what you're not seeing. Go to youtube.com/commercialbreak.
They're about to have a family hot tub.
They're about to have a family hot tub. There's like 10 feet of snow on the ground. They're all wearing thongs. Everybody's beautiful.
Yeah. I wasn't completely surprised, but of course I was
very
happy.
There's not a lot of people in Finland.
No, they have like...
So it's a limited amount of people.
Makes it even more surprising that people are actually listening to us from there.
Very good news for us.
It wasn't awkward even in the beginning because we love them both so much and in our opinion they were a perfect couple.
It wasn't awkward at all. I think someone is a lucky guy.
Indeed.
It was a little...
Wow. Even the dad's into his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a creepy thing to say.
Wait, I think... Yeah, the dad is being creepy right there.
The dad is being totally
the
creepy.
The mom is the mom of the girl, right?
Yes. The girl is the mom of the girl and the dad is the dad of the boy. So by saying, I think he's a lucky bastard.
Yeah. He's being creepy.
That's right.
They're not being creepy. He's being creepy.
I figure if we go stepson, we also go stepdaughter. Yes. Stepbrother, stepdaughter. It's okay. Yes. We'd be in the hot tub all the time.
It's surprising how serious their relationship did get and that they really wanted to get married.
We got married last summer.
Ah, I changed.
They went ahead and got married.
Yeah, they did. With that creepy mustache, he went ahead and got married.
That's weird.
There's something really attractive about this accent. Is it attractive to you too?
Yes.
Yeah, there's something attractive about this Finnish, Swedish accent. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's maybe it's calling back to my Viking roots. Because certainly I was a Viking back then.
Certainly.
No!
Last name. So now we are the Ericssons. I have Ericsson. The same last name with
it's
my mom
cute.
Now.
I think that's again. Like the most common name in that country.
That's right.
It's kind of weird to think Samuli's dad is my stepdad and my father-in-law.
But it's fun, though.
Yeah, I think it's more fun. I decided to share our story online. I thought that it would be fun. I think people had really different reactions.
Yeah.
There's some very mad.
Yeah,
nothing
you
like fucking your stepsister so you get famous
online.
On TikTok. Nothing like stroking that fame on Instagram by fucking your stepsister.
comments point of view, their wedding song was Sweet Home Alabama.
You could have kept this to yourself, babes.
Sorry, but cancelled. They cancelled us. I'm sorry, no. How can your mom consider him as a son and now you marry him? Well, I don't think my mom ever considered you.
No. I have a stepdaughter and she is my daughter, but I don't, there's a line.
No, I get it. Yeah.
That guy has a mom. The mom was probably just supportive.
We assume, unless he's born in an AI petri dish.
Could have been.
Because you know that's coming.
No.
To be like her son. If we were siblings by blood, then it would definitely be a taboo. But I don't think our situation is or should be.
No, they're not, they're not blood related.
Yeah, I'm still not sure that I would feel 100% comfortable. Like, I'm putting myself in his shoes.
In whose shoes?
In the guy's shoes as the stepbrother. And I'm thinking she's a very attractive
woman.
She
is.
But if I'm her stepbrother, I still think for me personally, there's something about that that's just like a no-go zone.
When
like,
you were 18?
Well, when I was 18, I would screw anything with a hole. So, including a roll of Charmin.
Yes,
so, I'm not saying I would be...
Because now you would...
Well, now that I have children, it's a whole different animal.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean...
Then...
I think I would have been attracted to her.
Cold nights.
Oh, yeah.
Cold nights in Finland.
Those long, cold Atlanta nights that we're known for.
No, cold nights in Finland.
Oh, Finland.
My mother's 50th birthday party 4 years ago. It's hard to imagine whether we would have got together if we grew up together.
Maybe not.
So they did not grow up together. So there you go.
No, they met when they were 13 years old. That's when that's what he said.
13?
Yeah. Well, when they were teenagers, when he was 13. That's
but
what they said.
They did not grow up together, though. They
but
said.
I don't think they didn't grow up together. I mean, they didn't spend the first, like, they weren't together in each other's lives as children.
I need to know more because 13.
It would be like,
follow him on TikTok.
More of a brother to me. We get comments like, you're sick, or we should go straight to jail.
We get comments like, you're sick.
Die. I know, but people on the internet, they're fucking crazy.
I know.
We get the same thing on TikTok. And
you're
and,
sick.
Yeah. Fuck you, bro. Okay, bro. I made one comment about, like, I'm going to get into it. Let me get into it. We make this comment. We had this whole thing about how maybe fast food workers didn't give a shit about your food because they didn't get paid enough to give a shit about your food. And the comments that came our way, some of them were agreeing, right? Hey, pay them more. And then some of them were just so... It's like people are so angry. They assumed my political position on it, which it wasn't a political conversation whatsoever. And then they also hated me to death because I happened to mention that maybe fast food workers should get more than $7.25 an hour. Fuck nuts.
It's kind of brutal because we could have met in a bar or at the club.
I mean, you have to be prepared for that if you put your whole story online.
Yeah, of course.
You have to be prepared for that.
Of course.
Turn off the comments.
Take anonymous people seriously. My sister Mina is coming over soon. We are going to talk about our relationship. I'm a bit nervous how that conversation is going to go.
The sister doesn't know.
No, the sister. They're married. She must know. She must know.
They were going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe they just want to talk about it. They don't have any many serious conversations about it. Maybe.
When we told Mina that we are seeing each other, she was a bit doubting about this
whole situation.
Yeah. When I first heard that Matilda and Samuli are dating, I was just a bit shocked. I did have some concerns. Maybe the relationship felt just a bit creepy first. I never really imagined for Matilda and Samuli to get together. When I first heard, I was a bit shocked. Maybe I was a bit worried that it would cause some tension between our families if they would ever split up.
Yeah.
But you can't plan life like that.
Yeah,
we of course understand why you were a little...
Jeez. Want to move to Finland. Everybody's so calm there. They're all calm, cool, and collected and beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I may have. You can't live life
here,
like that.
Here, you got the cousin fuckers running around with fucking street signs wanting people to sign a petition, and they get angry at you when you get upset that they're cousin fuckers.
Yeah.
A bit concerned. I'm your baby sis. I will always be your baby sister.
And, of course, if we would ever break up at all. Of course, it would be a strange situation. Like you said, we can't plan that.
I changed my mind pretty quickly, because...
Then I had sex with Somali, and now we are all trouble.
Yeah.
That would be the icing on the cake.
That would be the icing on the cake.
Then they've taken it a step too far. If I had if I had both of these sisters in my house when I was 17 years old, no way would I have sex with both of them at the same time.
I could see that they were really in love. I thought it's cute. I still think it's cute.
You only thought.
Yeah, well, it's also annoying because they're annoying.
Yeah, she can't handle us very long. Like, long time, you know?
Well, he's still my step bro. Yeah. It's like double the trouble.
Yeah.
Our plans for the future is probably...
I see what she's saying. It is double. He's a double stepbrother because of the parents.
Yes.
And then the sister.
He's a brother-in-law. He's a stepbrother-in-law is what he is. That's fucking crazy, man. I'm sorry. I think this is a little nuts. I get it. And now that they've explained it, fine, whatever, cool. You're right. They're not blood related. I still think it's a little odd.
It
but
is.
I get
no, it.
I get
it.
Some kids someday. Maybe. We want to live our own
They don't
own
have to go
lives.
Get the DNA done like the cousin fuckers do.
The cousin fuckers didn't have to get the DNA done either. They did a totally stupid test that makes no sense whatsoever. Go back and listen to that episode. They did 23andMe and then said that they don't have any chromosomal deficiencies. It's like they weren't testing for chromosomes, dude.
For bringing anyone else to it. I think in the past, other people's opinions might have affected us.
Yeah.
But nowadays...
We don't care about those opinions.
I definitely.
Well, also, you don't see anybody for like 10 months out of the year because you're snowed.
Yeah, that's true. You have one long day for 6 months of the year. That could drive people crazy. Maybe everybody's fucking their stepsister over there. Who knows?
You have one long day.
You do. They do, don't they? Is that in Finland or where is that? I don't know. Isn't Iceland's green and Greenland's ice? Isn't that what they always used to say? I think in Finland they have one long day. I know they do in Alaska.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're like 24-hour daylight.
Yeah, but it lasts for like 3 months.
Yes.
That's fucking insane. I would go crazy. I don't know how people deal with it, but I think it's... Did you hear the Northern Lights are coming down low?
I love that. It's my bucket list to see the Northern
Lights.
Well,
head up to Kentucky because they're going to be that low. Yeah, they're coming as low as Kentucky. Yes, I'll show you the article.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So maybe you and Jeff should get in the car. Get your stepbrother, jump on in the car, go do that bucket list thing, bring Jeff, the three of you can be a truple.
Yep.
A truple, that's what you need to do.
Triple, truple.
And to our good friend Sierra, if your story is true, get the fuck out, man.
Yeah. This is doomed.
Who cares if the guy's fucking his stepbrother, all that other stuff, it's doomed.
There's lying, there's
cheating.
Stepbrothering.
Yeah. Stepbrothering. This is not...
Makings for a bad, a real, he wants, real Rocky.
Yeah, he wants you guys to be a thruple.
Situation.
And then he wants you to also go to family events. Then you are in one shitty situation
get
you can
out
never
while you're
get
not,
out.
You don't have kids and you're not a divorcee.
That's right. How many other... Do you have a stepbrother? You have a stepbrother. There you go. TCVpodcast.com. That's where you go. You can find out more information about Chrissy and I. Listen to all the audio. Watch all the video. All from one location, TCVpodcast.com. You can also get your 21 EPM sticker and a couple other goodies. We'll throw it in a bag. We'll send it to you. Just hit the contact us button. Send us your physical address and tell us you want that sticker. And off it goes. 1-855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, text us at that phone number, or you can call and leave a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. We always respond. It's never spam. It's an actual phone number. You can dial us right here in the studio, and we'll respond. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. Okay, well, that was an exhausting adventure. But that's all I can do today, so I love you.
I think it is all you can do, and I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.